This is the Myrna Lamb Show, June 7, 2008, 5 p.m. hour.
If this is actually going to happen or...
How long ago did he get this contact?
This week.
Just this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right now, you may know that Mercury is in an action called retrograde. And when we get to the point in that retrograde that's called the midpoint, things start to change. Well, the midpoint on this Mercury retrograde was right around the 5th and 6th. So there is a chance, but he was contacted a little before that. It's a complicated time, altogether too often. When you get an offer under a Mercury retrograde, things don't turn out to be quite what you expect. So I'm getting these cards down. The cards are very, very mixed around him. They are. I can see where it's exciting and it looks like a good thing, but the outcome card isn't wonderful. So before he gets too excited about how wonderful this could be, I'd like to suggest that he do a fair bit of research on this company. I think you're right about his current job. He may like the work, and I believe he does. Months from now, which takes us to September and into October, that's when I think there could be something very good. Now, if they're talking to him now about a job that really isn't going to be available until the fall, that could be a different scenario. And I'm just looking forward to September and October because I had a funny feeling that I was forgetting something, and sure enough, we will be in another Mercury retrograde beginning on the 24th of September and going through the 15th of October, or the 14th anyway. So I think this is iffy, Anne, and what I believe that your husband would be wisest to do is take from this the reality that he has a lot to offer, that there could very well be someone out there who really wants him, and to use this as a springboard to looking around. And even while waiting to hear what these people may have to offer, wouldn't it be interesting if he found somebody else who also wanted to make him an offer? That could only be to his advantage. All right, Anne?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Tim in Mansfield. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hey, Tim, you're a Pisces also.
I'm a Pisces, and I just want to know if I would find a summer love this summer.
A summer love. And what happens at the end of summer? I just wanted to know.
Oh, and by the way, I bought your book, and I love it.
Thank you very much. All right, let's take a look at the cards. Which one, number one or number two?
Number one.
Okay, thank you. All right, so you're a Pisces, which makes you the King of Spades. And Jupiter is in Capricorn right now, which is your 11th house, the solar 11th. The solar 11th house has to do with friends, hopes, and wishes. So clearly that means that you want to spend time with friends during the summer because it's when you're out socially with them that you have your best chance to meet someone.
Great.
And sure enough, in this layout of the cards, there are two kings, other women around you. So, Tim, I hardly think you're a lonely guy.
Great.
Indeed. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Shelley in South County. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Thank you for listening to me.
You're welcome, Shelley. I see you're a Sagittarian, and what's your question?
My question is, I lost my husband close to 2 years ago, and I want to know if there's anybody in my future.
Well, let's take a look. Condolences on the loss of your husband, and 2 years is a good time to be feeling ready.
Thank you.
Absolutely. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. Jupiter's in your solar second house. And what that really represents more than anything else is a feeling of almost like having your feet back on the ground again. It's almost like feeling stable again.
Yeah.
After feeling very destabilized for a while.
That's true.
So you have the Nine of Hearts, best card in the deck, falling in your ninth house, which is the higher level of the mind, and it's the level on which you really do have to be ready in order for an opportunity like this to come into your life. Right now, there is a king who falls in the seventh house of marriage and partnership, the King of Clubs. May I know, please, what sign was your husband?
Virgo.
Okay, then the King of Clubs that falls in your seventh represents the man who you were married to. And the fact that he's there, on the one hand, it's a little bit like saying he was your husband. He'll always have been your husband. Mm. And nobody will ever replace that. If you have another husband, it's not like he replaces the first one.
That's true. It's another one.
And it's not a betrayal. It's a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was anything good in your marriage, it makes all the more sense to have another relationship that is committed. And so we go to your 11th house, where there is the King of Diamonds, a card that represents the potential of another man. He falls with the Three of Hearts, good news, and the Seven of Hearts, the Happy Marriage card. So you really do have cards that suggest plenty of winter, that you have your best chance to meet someone. And that Nine of Hearts in your ninth house also represents the idea of expanding your own horizons and starting to do some things that are new to you, building new memories. And that's where you would are also most likely to meet someone who is available and interesting and appropriate. Let me know, Shelley, when you meet him, call me back with his birthday. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. You're listening to the Myrna Lamb Show. I hope you'll stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. taking your calls and making predictions. Our lines were all full, so if you were trying to get through and could not, now's the time to call us as we have a couple of lines available at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's go back to the phones and start with Charles in East Greenwich. Charles, welcome to the program.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. And I see that you're born at the tail end of the sign of Gemini.
You know, it's interesting. I'm always the guy that has to wait.
Until?
I waited through all the news, you know.
And I see.
I always have to wait for some reason.
I don't know what it is, Charles, but do you learn anything by listening to all the stuff you have to hear before you get your turn?
Let me ask. My wife was born in November.
Yes.
And we have absolutely nothing in common.
I know.
I'd like to know why our marriage has lasted 27 years.
Well, there is a good reason, and I'm going to try to find it out for you. So first of all, I'm looking up your birthday. Hold on 1 second while I find you here in my book. And you were born in June at the very end of the month. And it shows me that on the day you were born with your sun in Gemini and your moon in Capricorn. More often than not, it's a moon connection. So I need to know your whole wife's birthday in 58, if she's going to be 50.
58? Okay.
She's turning 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's November 2
of
1958. All right. In 1958, on the 2nd of the month, she was born with her sun in the sign of Scorpio and her moon in the sign of Cancer. So, no, there's not a whole lot in common there. I guess you made a mistake and you should try again.
Say again?
I'm kidding you.
Oh, oh, oh.
You've been married for 37 years, you
no,
said.
27.
27 years. Well, it'll be 37 in a heartbeat and 47 beyond that. No, the thing, listen, I'm married to a Gemini, too, and I'm a Scorpio also. The point
Gemini,
is,
huh?
Yes. The thing is that you are more than the sum of your parts. That's a reality in life. But I think you must admit that you and she get along and the marriage sustains because both of you accept the vast differences that you have between you.
Yeah, we do get along well. I can't think I've ever hit her.
Well, thank goodness, because she's a Scorpio. Would believe me, she'll hit you back, and you'll know it. No, what it really comes down to is that you and she are different in all the little ways, but philosophically, you may have a great deal in common. And one of the reasons that Gemini and Scorpio can get along, though it's a very difficult marriage match for most people, but one of the reasons the two signs can get along so well is that Scorpio is easily bored and Gemini is not boring. So as long as you go on learning new things and developing and changing, as in fact you do, you keep her interested. Fair enough?
Well, when people ask what we have in common,
mm-hmm.
I normally tell them the most important thing we have in common is our differences.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I appreciate the call, Charles. Thank you very much. 438-WPRO, 1-800 for her.
She has failed her citizenship test about like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and she was all upset, and she wants me to call and find out, because she has the second chance.
Yes.
She's wondering if she can pass the exam like in the next time.
When did she have to take it? When was it that she took the test? Do you know the exact date?
It was May 28th.
All right. Let me just take a look at the date on which she took that test. And you said it was May 28th. And
right.
We were in a Mercury retrograde. And Mercury was in Gemini squaring the moon in Pisces. Does she know what the date will be the next time?
Right now, we don't know yet because we're still waiting for the notice, but I would think it's about 3 or 4 months later.
Okay. Yeah. I have the card that represents your mother, and she falls with the two spades that represent, you know, the fact that she failed. Mm-hmm. And there are two spades in the next set of cards over to her as well. But her third house cards, her ninth house cards, and her 12th house cards are all good. What that tells me, Tim, is there's nothing wrong with your mother's brain, but she's a very nervous personality, and she let her nerves take over. Are you aware of that?
Yes, exactly. Well, that was what happened to her.
All right, here's what she needs to do. There's two things she needs to do. First of all, she needs to get together with someone who can coach her so that she can practice. The second thing she really needs to do is see a psychiatrist or a psychologist who does hypnotic work to help her go inside herself and recognize the source of her stress so that when she takes the test next time and begins to feel nervous, she will have figured out a way. Piero, 1-800-321-WPIERO. There are a great many people who suffer from test anxiety. And even though they know the material, they go in there and it goes away, the information. In fact, there was a comic strip recently in the newspaper. I love that comic strip called Zits. Are you familiar with it? It's about this 15-year-old boy named Jeremy who's in high school. And in this one, he's in there for his final exam. And he's cool. He's a good student. He gets grades that are good and so forth. Sits down to take the test, and his brain pops right out of his head, and it's sitting on the table mocking him. And he says, "Brain, I need you." And the brain says, not interested. I need you. I need you to get back in my head, whatever. And it goes on like that until finally he's got like 10 minutes left, and finally the brain kicks in. It is not an uncommon problem, but it can be dealt with. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Yvette in Hope Valley. Yvette, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. And I see you're a Pisces. And what's your question for me?
Oh, no, ask me. My birthday is August 27, 1972. I'm a Virgo.
August 27, 1972. Okay, so you're a Virgo. And what's your question for me?
Yes, if you do see any career changes for me.
Well, let's take a look at the cards. And how long have you worked for the current employer?
About 4 years now.
Okay. Saturn's in Virgo right now, and there are a lot of people who are born under the sign of Virgo, or Gemini, Sag, or Pisces for that matter, who are looking at what's going on in their lives that's not working and saying, what can I do to make it better? You have the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, falling in the 10th house, which represents employers. And you have two nines up there. The fact that there are two nines there and two aces in the house that has to do with income clearly indicate to me that it is the time for you to be looking for something else. And those cards are beautiful for you to find it. Now, I think that what you want to do is just wait until just past about the 19th of June, and then you want to start looking around.
In a different career and continue what I'm doing right now. So.
Well, the cards are in a very good place for you to make a change, whichever one of those choices you make. The picture looks like a good one. Okay, if you were trying to get through and couldn't, the lines are now completely open. This is the right time to call. I know a lot of you have gone to the beach, but even so, and it is hot out there. But I'd love to hear from you. Our phone numbers are 438-WPRO. That's 438-9776 or 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. By the way, we are in a Mercury retrograde. They are really annoying at best, and they can be a real problem at worst. This particular Mercury retrograde is in effect right through the 18th of June. It began on the 26th of May. Most of the time, once you get through the first 10 days, it begins to ease off. And so we are on the sort of second half of this Mercury retrograde when things become less of a problem. But the fact nonetheless is that this Mercury retrograde is going to continue through the 18th of June. So what does it mean? It means that if you call someone and don't get an answer, blame Mercury. And I'll tell you, this one's really fierce because it's in Gemini. So I went away for a couple of days. Do you think I could reach anybody at home? No. The house phone was off the hook. Don't both of the people in my family have cell phones? Yes. One, they couldn't find the cord. The other couldn't find that one at all. So for 3 days, could I reach anybody? Mm-mm. No way. And that's Mercury retrograde. More coming up, and your cell phone and your calls here on WPRO and 99.7 FM. Right now it's time for the news with Laura Clarizio. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO 99.7 FM right up until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions for you and looking forward to talking with you. A couple of lines still available at 438.
On the 4th, her birthday is the 4th.
I'm sorry, what's her birthday?
The 4th.
Of what?
of May.
May 4th. Okay, so that makes her a Taurus. And how long have you been seeing her?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, if there's any future.
Oh, doesn't that depend on you? I mean, I just want to make sure I don't. Do I understand this correctly? You like her?
Yeah, I do.
And Taurus and Libra can get along quite nicely.
Do they? Oh,
well, it, you know, look.
I didn't know. Yeah.
Some relationships are easier than others. If you wanted the absolute easiest overall relationship for the sign of Taurus, it tends to be Pisces and Cancer. Libra's a little bit different for two reasons. First of all, Taurus is very touchy-feely, Libra less so. Secondly, Taurus can be obstinate but very specific, and Libra has a hard time coming out and being very specific. So
right.
There are times when you find yourself wondering, how does she feel about this? What is she thinking about that? And when you ask direct questions, sometimes you don't hear what you need in order to understand.
Right.
So it's not the easiest of all possible relationships. But I think that it's had some very good times and that right now it's feeling a little bit strained because 3 years is a long time without making a commitment.
Right.
And I think that there have been times when she really wonders where you're coming from.
Right.
And I think that both of you have given each other mixed messages. So someone has to be willing to say in so many words, I am content. This is working for me. I would like it to continue. And I believe that if you move in that direction, this can work. But I will make a prediction. If you don't move on that pretty soon, you're about out of time.
Thank you, Chris.
Facing a decision here shortly, a career-related one.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working in the current job for about 8 years, but the
right.
position where I work is moving
mm-hmm.
out of state.
Right.
And I don't really want to go with the job, but
right.
I have to make a decision whether I'm going to move or go hunt.
You have two really nasty spades in the fourth house, which make it quite clear that you don't want to move. But I'm concerned that you can find what it is that you really want locally. The card that represents you falls in the ninth house. The ninth house represents the distance. You have the 10 and 8 of hearts there. Those are very good cards. In other words, what these cards tell me is that if you move, the position you have will be a good one and it will pay you well. If you stay, it may be difficult for you to find one that is equivalent. That's the problem.
Yep, that's the problem.
So here's the thing that you could conceive of as a possibility, and that is that you go briefly, a year, 2 years. You don't have to stay permanently, because two things will happen if you choose to go even for a short while. I think it could be as much as 3 years. The two things that will happen, your credentials will be that much better, and things may very well change in the local opportunity market so that you could conceivably come back to a better situation than the one you leave right now.
Okay.
So what I'm telling you, John, is I don't think that you need to make a decision here that you see as irrevocable. I don't see it that way at all. I see this as a very possible transitional thing. And you are still really young enough to be able to benefit. But I see that you're a Leo, and what's your question for me?
Well, I'm calling regarding my husband, who's been out of work for almost a year now, and
really?
I'm just wondering if there's anything on the horizon for him that you see.
Okay, and what's his birthday?
It's September 21st.
So he's a Libra, and was he born the same year as you?
No, he's 2 years older than me.
Okay, fine.
I think he's a Virgo, actually.
Tell me the date again, I didn't hear you.
I think he's a Virgo.
I know that.
September 21st.
September 21st.
Right.
Okay, September 21st is the tail end of Virgo. Yes, thank you very much. The King of Clubs represents your husband, and he's been unemployed for a year.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I know that Saturn is in a touchy place for him, but I know that Jupiter is in a place that represents opportunity, and the planet Uranus also can represent a change for something almost dynamic to occur in his life. So the question is, what is it that's going on in terms of his credentials? Makes me wonder what's going on. Okay. Oh, all right. Wait a minute. Do you have any relatives or does he have a company that it all relates to the kind of skills your husband has but not necessarily locally?
Actually, yes. on two fronts.
Yes. Okay. The reason that I asked that question is that at the ninth house, which represents opportunities, fell the nine of hearts best card in the deck with a seven of clubs and seven of hearts cards that, to me, represented the idea of family.
Okay.
So if you really would like to see your husband get a new position and one with which he can feel pleased and satisfied, that's the direction to go in.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Heather in Attleboro. Heather, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Heather. And I see that you're born under the sign of Capricorn.
Yes.
What's your question for me? Your question's about your son.
Yeah.
So let me repeat for everybody listening. When you call, please, please, please.
Yes.
Please, please, please tell Ken your first name. Please, please, please tell him your birthday. And if you're calling about somebody else, what that person's birthday is. I need the full birthday. And then one question. Okay, Heather, what is your question for your son, and what is his birthday again?
His birthday's May 11th, 99.
So he is a Taurus, and he is just nine years old. Okay, and what is your question for your little one?
Well, there's some chaos going in the family life with
gotcha.
Him and myself, and I want to know what the cards want.
So you and he are having conflict.
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's not fun for you.
No.
When did it start, Heather?
Well, it started with my divorce a while ago, but it has been getting worse.
What's your ex-husband's birthday?
June 27th, 1970.
All right. So your ex was born under the sign of Cancer. You're born under the sign of Capricorn. And your son is born under the sign of Taurus. Now there's a chance that I can actually answer your question.
Okay.
Okay. Are you the custodial parent?
We're joint custody.
So he's back and forth between the two houses?
Yeah.
Does he like that?
No.
Of course not.
I don't like it either, but I can't control the situation.
Why not?
The courts won't allow it. They want joint custody.
I see. Okay. All right. Right now, does he want to stay more with his father?
Yeah.
Okay. And you won't let him because?
I don't have a choice. Okay,
so he has to stay part-time with you. There isn't any way around that.
Yes, well, okay. You know, Dad makes more money and has TVs and video games.
I understand completely. Okay, so what do you do with that? The card that represents your son falls in your 11th house. The 11th house is friends, hopes, and wishes. Why he has to do what he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
Stop explaining and avoid all debate. It is time for you to assume complete responsibility as his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that means when there is something that he is supposed to do, you tell him he is supposed to do it. End of story. If he says, I don't want to, you can say, okay, honey, next time you ask me for something that's important to do to you, I will say, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Are you clear about this, Heather? This is so important.
Yes.
There's a second piece that I would like you to remember, and it's a key word. It's a word that I absolutely love, and the word is nevertheless. I want to do it, Mom. Well, can't do it right now, honey. I really want to, nevertheless. We can't. Why not? Because, honey, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest problem you have with your son is you get into a debate with him, and you treat him almost as if he were a colleague.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have the Nine of Spades, the worst card in the deck, falling in the first house, along with the Five of Hearts, which represents your little one. Stop treating him as if he were a small-size adult. He's not. He's a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will, in fact, treat him that way,
mm-hmm.
and not debate with him, and not give him opportunities to explain himself, and you just state, now look, let me explain. I think yes is the most important word in the language. I think wherever you can possibly say yes, you should.
Okay.
But where you know it should be no, stick to your guns and don't debate. Call me back in a few weeks and let me know how you're doing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Heather. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have lines available for you. Please join us. I'm Myrna Lamb. This is News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 p.m. taking your calls and making predictions using a background in astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. By the way, should you readings over the telephone from that same office? For much more information, give me a call at 401-333-7970. That's my office, 401-333-7970. Back to the phones. We're going to talk with Jeanette in Mendon. Jeanette, welcome to the program.
Hi, good luck, Myra.
Hi, Jeanette.
My son and I are planning a trip to Vegas in
early
July.
Okay.
I'm wondering if it's a good idea to go at this time.
Okay. You're born under the sign of Cancer. He's born under the sign of Capricorn, and Jupiter is in his sun sign. So that ought to work to his advantage. Let's get these cards down and see what they have to say. Have you made this trip to Vegas very often with him?
Never.
Never?
No.
Have you? And you've never been to Vegas?
No, so he wants to take me and show me the place.
Okay. All right. The King of Clubs represents him, and he's supposed to be lucky, but boy, those cards around him are not the luckiest cards I have ever seen. However, you know, it's interesting. No, wait a minute. Okay, two stories are coming through here. In his fifth house, which is luck, he has the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck. But right with him is a Nine of Spades, and it involves a woman, not you. Your cards look as if you'll do okay. You'll break even. I think he'll make money. But I believe that there's been some sadness in his life over a relationship with a woman, and that for whatever reason, is showing up, though it had nothing to do with your question.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Jeanette, you know what I'm talking about.
His wife?
Probably.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, as far as your specific question with regard to Las Vegas, it looks good. Have a blast. Have a good time. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Monica in Seekonk. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Monica.
I have basically a career question. I've been involved in a political career
mm-hmm.
a few years, and it's re-election time. And
mm-hmm. On the second Tuesday this November, or is it the first or the second Tuesday? I get confused. All right, the first Tuesday in November is the 4th. Is that Election Day or is it the following?
Correct.
It is the 4th. Okay. On Election Day, the sun, of course, will be in Scorpio as it always is. The moon will be in Capricorn in the morning and then go into Aquarius later in the day. Your ruling planet, which is Jupiter, is in Capricorn. That's not badly placed for you. And Pluto, which is also involved. Now, Pluto's at a bad place. Pluto's at 29 degrees of the sign of Sagittarius. 29 degrees is what's called a breakup degree. And so that suggests that you might be meeting some opposition. I take it you didn't have any last time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get the cards down and take a look. The Queen of Spades represents you as a Pisces and see what's going on. Yeah, it looks like you have opposition. In fact, you might even have two people in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
You truly are. The Queen of Spades, which is you, has fallen with the 8, the 4, and 10 of spades. Those are nasty cards. Now look, here's the thing. These cards are looking at how things look as though they will be based on exactly what's going on in your life now, today.
Mm-hmm.
If you change your strategy based on our conversation,
mm-hmm.
if you put something into the mix that isn't there now, it could, in fact, totally change what these cards look like.
It's just school committee seat. It's not that major. But
it doesn't matter. If you want it, this picture would count whether you were running for president or school committee. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, these cards say you will have at least two other people competing with you this time where you didn't have anybody the last time.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of spades around, which suggests that there are some problems.
Mm-hmm.
And school committee, by the way, has always been a very kind of argumentative, contentious place to be, is it not?
Yes.
So you've rubbed some people the wrong way, and you need to get some solid backing or you won't get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know what you need to do. Call me back in about a month if you've changed something, and we'll see what the cards look like then.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have lines available right now for you and plenty of time before this hour is over. So if you'd like to pick up your phone and call me, I would be happy to talk with you. Now, while I'm waiting for Ken to take your calls and line you up, let me explain a little bit more about Mercury retrogrades. You know, I've done a lot of studying of them over the years, obviously. And I have found that some people think that they are much worse than other people do. Mercury is the planet that rules transportation, and it also rules everything that has to do with communications. So you might think that it would mean that you shouldn't do a lot of traveling under Mercury retrograde, but for whatever reason, most of the years when I have traveled, that has been the time when I was available to go and when it was possible for me to take time off from whatever work I was doing because of the schedule either of the radio station or the school that I was teaching in. And I have never had any trouble. Now, were there minor things that went wrong? Yes. This last time that I traveled, I was in Italy for a little while earlier this year, and there were a couple of changes that I made to our schedule, but they weren't forced upon me, and they weren't uncomfortable. The one thing that I will say is that if you buy audiovisual equipment under Mercury retrograde, that can be problematic, and so I do think it's something that you need to be careful of. I'm going to tell you more about that in the next hour, but right now...
My future, I am a little bit older, that perhaps maybe I might have a chance on meeting somebody special, I hope.
Sure. I think the hardest thing about being past 20s and 30s and even past 40 is... there are fewer and fewer people available and easy to meet. You know, let's face it, if we're in college, everybody is single pretty much. Everybody's available. Even when you first get out into the work world, you meet a lot of other people. You can go to clubs and things that you're not going to do when you get to be a little older.
Right.
So it means you have to be a little bit more creative. Now, the Queen of Clubs, which is you, falls with beautiful cards and in the eighth house of the layout. The eighth house represents what we really want to do. It represents our desire. You hear me speak about hopes and wishes. That's 11th house. And desire, which is eighth. The difference is I can hope that the temperature will be 20 degrees cooler tomorrow. I have no control over it. But if I really desire something, I can do something to make it possible. Okay?
Right.
So what I'm telling you is, if you hope for a man, stay home and do nothing. If you'd really like to get into a relationship, you have to put something into the mix that's not there. Now, in this layout, the Nine of Hearts, which represents what the card that I use is a target, falls with the Seven of Hearts, which is the card of happy marriage, and with the King of Diamonds. King of Diamonds would represent the potential of a man. But they fall outside the reading. And outside the reading means they're not in your life now, and I don't see them coming into your life now unless somehow or another you can do something that you aren't doing. You know what I'm talking about so far, right?
I think so. I've joined dating services even, but it doesn't seem to work out.
No, but you know, the thing that happens when you join a dating service is at least you go out on some dates.
Exactly.
You may not meet the man of your dreams, but you can have a nice time. And you might actually meet someone who can be a friend.
Right.
I would encourage you to continue to do that. But Joanne, thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. David and Johnston, welcome to the program.
Hi, Nana.
Hi, David. I see you're a Leo. What's your question for me?
My question is, my house has been on the market about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, when does it look like it's going to sell?
Okay. There's an eclipse period coming up. And it begins on, let me get to the eclipse period because I think this is really important. You want to write these dates down. The eclipse period begins on the 21st of July, and it goes through August 19th. That is the most important time for you to promote this house, to work at doing some open houses, to have ads run in the newspapers, because that is your most likely time for a sale. The King of Hearts, which is you, has fallen with beautiful cards indicating plenty of reason to believe you will sell that house. And in fact, in the fourth house, which represents the property, the cards also look very good. So it may take a while longer yet, because the market is still slow. And you do need to be sure that you have exactly the right price, but I would be completely optimistic. David, thank you for the call. Out of time for this hour, but we still have a full hour left. Stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM for the news with Laura Clarizio.